In the 1960s, Janice Bellace worked as a Bell telephone operator while she went to college. All Bell's operators were women then.
And then I realized that men who were hired straight out of high school and the same intelligence got paid almost double.
But women couldn't apply for the positions that were open to men. Now, Bellace is a lawyer and professor at the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania. She says the law didn't solve that problem.
There were some examples of blatant discrimination where men made more doing the same job. But actually, men and women weren't doing the same jobs. They might work in the same place, but they were doing different jobs.
That meant that progress was slow, confirms Liz Watson of the National Women's Law Center.
In 1963, the wage gap was 59 cents on the dollar. In 1981, when Bobby McGee wrote a song called 59 Cents, which is this great song about the wage gap being 59 cents on the dollar, you know, it was still 59 cents.
59 cents for every man's dollar. 59 cents, that's the name of the game. 59 cents makes a grown woman holler. They give you a diploma, but they treat you the same.
The gap narrowed pretty steadily in the 1980s and 1990s, but leveled off in the first decade of the new millennium to around 80 cents. Watson says that is because a lot of women work in lower-paying occupations. But it also widens over time, as women still handle most caregiving responsibilities.
You really see women suffering an economic penalty for taking that time to care for their families.
The Pew Research Center recently found that despite the stalled wage gap, women contribute a larger share of household income nationally than they have in the past. They're now 40% of primary breadwinners. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.